Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Ron. Okay. Hang on. Adrian's here. Hang on. You ready for Ron now?
I am. It just got frozen.
All right.
It just got frozen.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. So let me bring the clock in for you. So I told Ron that we're only doing the three segments. And you're on, you're doing segment two after Leonard Lance is finished. Leonard Lance was the first segment, so now we're going into segment two.
Okay, so we introduced the show already.
You introduced the show already, correct. So all you have to do is start on segment two, which is Lance. But you went directly to Lance the first time. Okay? Hang on, Ron. Should we be in a second?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Okay.
Great.
This is good. I'm getting good appointments. We've made a number of them already. And a few nice in the pipeline. So that's good. Okay.
Yeah, well,
now, so
let me ask you this.
I
know, Adrian, you have, Stu just told me you only have time to do one show, not two. But when we're done recording these three segments, how much time do you have to talk?
I have time to talk a little bit because he has to put them in the can. What I'm going to try to do is get out of here maybe by 10:15, or we can continue to talk in the car. So that's easy. Talking is easy.
That's fine, too, because I have, I had the 2 hours set aside, so I do have some time, and then
good.
I'm on my way to go do a Ruth Chris seminar.
Okay, so what's going to happen is, after the show, Stuart is going to end the call, then we're going to call back in and talk, and, call back a regular line, right, and talk, and as that's going on, I'm going to get ready to leave, and then we'll have a little bit of a, where we can't get signal for about 2 minutes, and I'll call you back again. So we'll actually have the full 2 hours, but some of it will be in the car. Okay?
Okay, fine. Yep.
Okay. So in terms of this show, we've started with Leonard Lance, so we're talking, kind of political. So when we get on to the next segment, we wanted to relate to that, right? And I think that what we could do with that is we can talk about the fact that our seminars, talk a little bit about our seminars and how both of them are incorporating more and more what's going on legislatively, the what's going on with pension insecurity, what's going on with Social Security insecurity, right? And then we can go right on in this segment to the usual thing about having to rely on yourself more than ever for this particular segment.
Yeah.
That's a good one. The other thing is, I don't know if you want to get this market-driven, but I've been looking through people's portfolios, more now that I have more experience. Their commodity funds are taking a dive. I've seen 40%. So maybe we want to just discuss the fact that that's fine if you are if you're 25 years old. It's just not fine.
Well, you know what the problem with that, though, Adrian, is that it's sort of like the carnage has already taken place. If you were in some type of, commodities, oil, gas, natural resources, metals, whatever it is, you already sustained the 40% loss. So it's kind of like maybe the issue is do you want to just take the position that, no, I just got to stay here for however long it takes for it to come back, or do I want to diversify intelligently and position more for growth,
Right. And you know what? I mean, if it's okay, I would like to talk about the use of the bonus and how people are using it in some respects to get back to where they were as long as they understand they're making a long-term commitment.
Well, I guess that's okay. Why not? Because I never want to make it about a particular product, but this is more of a concept.
It's a concept, and we won't talk about product, but we'll just talk about that. Okay, so that's plenty for the second segment. We may even end up going into the third with that one. All right, we're ready.
Okay.
Stu, so you count me down. Hello, hello, hello. We are back, and this is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And, of course, we've just heard some political talk from Leonard Lance. Most people listening know him. They've seen him And everybody is worried about what's happening in Washington, D.C., and I have to tell you the truth, so are we. And, Ron, let me throw that to you. You've been doing seminars in our area for really decades, but lately, in your presentations and in mine too, we do talk a lot about what's going on legislatively. There's been changes in Social Security that I call stealth, but I know you're very focused on people in our area that have pensions and are planning to rely on those pensions. What's going on with that?
Well, Adrian, this is a growing concern that people have, as if they don't have enough things to worry about right now. But it really has to do with what I would describe as the integrity of their pension. You know, it used to be a given that if you had a pension, you know, you had a paycheck for life, and you never had to worry about that segment of your income in retirement. Well, guess what? The next crisis that's brewing is the underfunding of pensions, not just by certain state governments, but by private corporations. Yeah, we won't mention a state with the initials starting with N. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not mention that, Ron. Go ahead.
No, but this is a real issue when I'll give you an example. There were retired UPS drivers in the Midwest who had already retired, already knew they were getting X amount of dollars per month in their pension for the rest of their life, and lo and behold, it turned out that those pensions were underfunded, and now these UPS drivers are potentially looking at cuts in their pensions of up to 50%. So, you know, Adrian, my theme this year, and for longer periods than just this year, has been, what is your plan B? In other words, what happens if things don't go according to plan? How can we get positioned that we've got alternative streams of income ready to go if we need them?
You know, Ron, we talk about this on the radio, and I've heard you say it so many times, but I had a real-life case that's actually coming into the office for the second time tomorrow, and I'd like the listeners to hear about this. This is a person who had a pension that he was going to rely on. It was going to be $47,000 a year, and it was cut. This is a New Jersey company, and it was several years ago. He's absorbed the shock, but his pension now, that was 6 years ago, he was still working, now he's retiring, is $23,000 a year. From $47,000 a year. Now, he has, at that same period of time, got himself about $350,000 that he socked away. And what he's noticed in his usual knee-jerk type of mutual fund program that they give you, you know, with the 401ks, is that he's lost about 1.5% a year. But it looked good because he kept putting money in. He didn't really realize that he had a net loss from what he was putting in because it was rising every single year. So now the trick is to get his pension back by rebuilding with the system. And we will be able to do that. We will be able to do that. But he's going to have to understand some concepts that a lot of people don't understand in order to do that. And I want to reach out to everybody here and offer them a free download of a book that Ron wrote called Beating the Fear Factor, 15 Minutes to Your Ideal Retirement. I put my 2 cents into it as well. It's absolutely free. You can buy it on Amazon, but why do that? Go ahead and go to ronaldgelockandassociates.com, ronaldgelockandassociates.com. You can get a webinar on this right from the privacy of your home. You can download the book. And, of course, if you do want to speak with us for a nice 15-minute consultation to point you in the right direction, let me give you our number a couple of times. It's 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152, last time 800-467-8152. And going back to you, Ron, of course, with the issue of what the legislature or what the powers that be are doing, we're finding a lot of shakeup. You do so much money management. We're finding a lot of shakeup in mutual funds and even in stocks that deal with commodities like energy and oil, what how are people taking it now when they talk with you? Are they just riding it out when they see 39.1% drop in a particular mutual fund? What's been the attitude that you're encountering?
Well, this is something, Adrian, that we don't run into with every single person who wants to take advantage of our offer for the free financial review. But when we do see this, for example, let's say somebody's advisor had put them into a fund that was investing in either oil or natural gas or, you know, minerals or metals or whatever it might be, and now that fund is down 20, 25, 30% or more. The real issue is to say, well, what do I do? Do I just say, well, I guess I just have to stay stuck in this fund until it comes back? I think when you're looking at that question, the question to ask yourself is, well, gee, if I had this money sitting in cash or in a money market fund, would I go and buy this same fund today? And if the answer is no, I don't think I would, then the question is why? And then if the answer is because it could take years for this to come back, well, then one should look at it and say, well, what might be a more intelligent place to put this money to have it grow back over time to where it was? That's really the idea of proper diversification and proper risk management. And this is something that we do with people one-on-one. And it's so important to do. You just can't be an ostrich and kind of put your head in the sand and say, oh, no, the market is dropping. I'm now paralyzed. The idea is to get smart and make better choices, and that's what we want to try to guide people on how to do.
I think one of our biggest challenges that we work on very carefully, even as a team when we meet, is how to help people overcome inertia. I'm going to ask you all not to make 2016 the year of inertia. And to get started, just make a phone call, 800-467-8152. Leave a message if it's after hours. We'll get back to you. We'll make a phone appointment, very non-threatening. If you want to come into our offices in Parsippany or in your area, because we're making arrangements to see you where you are in this listening audience, it's very easy to do so. It's always complimentary. And we truly will point you in the right direction and take the time that you need. And that's 800-467-8152. That's 800-467-8152. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about something that has actually been offered through the insurance industry specifically to help people have a little less inertia. And it's a concept that we're going to present to you, something you may never have heard of before. It's something that needs to be discussed and understood because people cannot take a hit if they're right before or right after retirement. And because of what the market has been doing recently, many of you have. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute. Okay, so what I'd like to do, I want to go back to the book a little bit. Because the book always talks about systems, you know that.
Right, right.
By the way,
let's substitute the word one of our live events instead of the word seminars.
Okay, we'll do that. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you something. Is the book Ronald Gelag and Associates .com/book, or is it just the .com? I know you could get it. I know you can get it with just a .com. Yeah, all right, because instead of giving them the dedicated page, we'll give them the whole website. They can get it. All right, I'm ready to go. And this is a longer one, so we'll be good. Hello, hello, hello. We are back again. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gelag.
And this is the Ronald Gelag Retirement Power Hour. And by the way, if we haven't said it before, happy New Year to everybody. I know we did say it in our last show, but fact is, it's still the beginning of the year. You're still making your resolutions, and we're here to help you keep those resolutions. So Ron reminded me, actually, during our little break, to explain to you that we're having live events all over the area. I myself have just booked, and this is something for you, Ron, our libraries just all over our listening area. So we'll be at your local libraries. We will be doing lunch and dinner live events and many, many others. And, of course, everybody wants to go to Ron's, which are truly legendary in the state. So how will you get on the list to know when and where these complimentary events are taking place? One phone call, 800-467-8152. 800-467-8152. And we all want you to get a good start, so if you would like to know more about the systems of retirement success that we're going to talk about in a minute, you can get Ron's latest book with a couple of comments from myself as well at ronaldgelockandassociates.com, ronaldgelockandassociates.com. And when you go there, you can even take a free webinar. So it's a 12-course webinar on retirement success, all based on Ron's book, Beating the Fear Factor, which stands for False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement. So we're doing a lot to educate you guys, but you have to take control. You have to make a move. So Ron, you know, I want to talk about this concept that very few people know or understand or even appreciate, where they can make up for some lost time or lost investments when they look at the type of systems that we suggest. And, of course, you're a money manager. This is not the only thing that you suggest, but it's part of what seems to help people have a successful retirement. And that is bonuses that are offered through retirement contracts with insurance companies, annuity companies. Many people don't know about it or they misunderstand it. What can you tell us about the concept in general?
Well, you know, the concept is to say, would it make sense to take a portion of retirement savings and position it in a way that we didn't have to worry about losing money when we hit a bear market or a major correction, and we still have the ability to participate in some of the upside potential of the market, and at the same time, we're guaranteed a particular level of income on our lump sum of money, and that income guarantee runs for life. It almost sounds too good to be true. It's a little bit confusing. And whenever we mention this word annuity, a lot of people's brains just absolutely shut down because they think that all annuities are crafted in hell by Satan himself, because they know that some variable annuities have absolutely, in my personal opinion, some obscenely high fees and expenses. Well, guess what? There are actually what I would call, you know, no load, no fee, or no load, low fee fixed annuities that have very strong guarantees that are worth looking at for the person who says, you know what, I really can't afford to have all of my money go through the next 2008. I can't compromise my ability to produce income. So, for example, Adrian, let's say a person says, well, you know what, I had $100,000 at risk, and now that $100,000 is worth $92,000. But that $92,000 is part of the segment of my retirement savings that I really, with 2020 hindsight, don't want to subject to direct market fluctuation and risk. Well, guess what? We can take that $92,000 and we could say, well, look, let's position this with an A-plus superior rated insurance company in a program that has strong contractual guarantees and that has a nice upfront bonus interest credit, maybe as much as 10%. And you go, oh my gosh, on $92,000, that could be $9,200. How in the world could they possibly do that? Nobody's giving away free money. And this is true. There's some strings attached, meaning this is a long-term program where there's a speed limit on the rate at which you can withdraw. You could withdraw 10% of the entire account each year. But if you take out faster than that, you can run into early withdrawal penalties, also known as surrender charges. But the whole idea here is to say, well, if having some underlying guarantees in place is important to you and not wanting this particular chunk of money to go backwards when the market goes backwards, if that's important to you, and sort of being made whole, if you will, right now is important to you, then this is just something to look at and to talk with us about. And, you know, the sad thing is a lot of people will have the knee-jerk reaction. They'll say, oh, well, I'll call the financial advisor that I've been dealing with already. He must know about this. Well, not necessarily, Adrian. It could be the firm he is with does not have an agenda of letting money go to outside companies, and you'll get bad advice. So.
You know, it's worse than that, Ron. I can say this because I've been a journalist since 1988. What I'm seeing is that even if they don't know anything about it, they say they do. And I train financial planners. I've trained financial planners before I joined Ron Gielack and Associates in almost every single major financial planning company in the country. And these are good people. But the fact is that if you bring them a thought, they will run with it, and it's very much like going to a cardiologist when you have a lung problem who says, sure, I could read a book and I'll learn all about lungs in 5 minutes. It doesn't work that way. These are very different kinds of products where people have to have a certain experience with it and be very focused on retirement and post-retirement decumulation instead of accumulation planning. It doesn't mean we don't want growth, but it means that safety is a very, very big issue. And there are annuities that are simply not safe. They are different kinds. We don't generally work with them, but they get confused. The public gets confused, which is why in beating the fear factor, false evidence affecting your retirement, you'll learn the difference. In a book of mine I wrote several years ago, I called it, Will the Real Annuity Please Stand Up? In other words, what does that word mean? And it means different things, but the practical application of these things in your future is what we are totally focused on. So if you want to learn more about it, we've made it very, very easy, very private, very non-threatening. Read a book, Beating the Fear Factor. It's free. You can go to ronaldgielackandassociates.com. And you can download it immediately. You could listen to the webinars that came out of the book, ronaldgielackandassociates.com. Or you can take the first best step and give us a call, 800-467-8152. You'll either have a private consultation one-on-one or 15 minutes on the phone, or we'll put you on the list for our live events, or all three. 800-467-8152. That's 800-467-8152. I'll just give you a quick one. We had a woman come in who was quite young. If she took money out of her 401k, she was under 59 and a half, and she would have a penalty from the IRS. We identified about $85,000 that was really not doing well for her. And she turned her IRA into one of the systems that we're talking about, continued to be tax-deferred, had all the aspects of an IRA, because you can do that. But we also said that about $40,000 of her money, which was in cash, should stay that way. She wanted liquidity. Okay, about 2 months later, we get a phone call. I want to buy the same thing I did with my IRA money, because now my $40,000 is $36,000, and I can't stand it anymore. And she was able to open another smaller account and able to do that with that as well. The bonus was less, by the way, because these bonuses we talk about are different for different products, different amounts of money, different systems, which is why you need somebody who's focused on it. But it was still got her money back for her. And as Ron said, with the downside that it was much longer term. But she was younger, and she wasn't planning to use it anyway. So let's throw it back to you, Ron. In terms of the way you see people, how much differentiation are we seeing, even though people are the same age, more or less, that come to us?
Well, there's a lot of differentiation in the sense that you have some people who are going to receive pensions, and even though, you know, what the dollar amount of that pension exactly is going to be long term may be open to question, the more sources you have of income. Say you have income from a rental property, or you have income from a pension, or you have income from Social Security, or you have income in terms of forced distributions from a retirement account, the less dependent you are on the balance of your retirement savings to produce income. And then there's other people who say, well, you know what? I worked at five different companies during my career, and everything I have is in 401k, and now the burden of longevity risk, making sure that I don't run out of income before I run out of breath, now that burden is on me, and I'm skilled, meaning the person talking to me might say, Adrian, I'm skilled at my job, you know, whether I'm a nurse or a teacher or an engineer, whatever it might be, but making sure I've got an income for life is not something that anybody ever taught me how to do. And so this is where segmenting comes in, and the question of, well, what's meant for long-term savings and income generation, and what can be invested and be subject to some market fluctuation and risk? What portion is allocated to the different segments? That's the part that people wrestle with, and it's like putting a puzzle together that we've done hundreds of times, and it's easy for us to do, and we'll enjoy doing it.
Yeah, and you can have that as well, and that's 800-467-8152. We are going back in a moment for our last segment of the show, where we're going to talk about something that nobody ever talks about. Don't you dare go away. Okay, so we're on the last segment, and what I thought we might talk about is getting sick. People are more, I think, willing to listen when I talk about long-term care needs and death issues than they were maybe 10 years ago when I was doing something similar, but, you know, for at seminars, I wasn't doing it with one-on-one people. And really, you could see their eyes glaze over any time I was talking about Alzheimer's or long-term care or anything like that. And they just would, there was no response. And now almost everybody says something about it, wants to know how to cover it. So we could talk about that. Okay? Is there anything else that you wanted to include in this?
No, but just maybe throw in another call to action for that, you know, 15-minute phone consultation to point you in the right direction, you know?
Good. Do it. We're ready. Hello, hello, hello. Here we are. Our last segment always makes me sad. This is Adrian Berg and...
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And the question is, what is the word that nobody wants to use? The last thing they think they are going to discuss when they come into the office, and they always end up discussing, and that is illness. The fact is that most of our clients are very robust. I mean, if you would see how busy they are, some of them still working or half working, many couples still full-time working, others retired, and they tell me the same thing. I have never heard anybody say anything else. I'm busier than I was when I was working. So they come completely robust with trouble making appointments because one said, well, we've got two trips back to back. Those are the kind of people that walk in the office. But within 20, 25 minutes, they're talking about their parents and how they saw their parents decline and what happened and how the money wasn't there and how the siblings fought with each other. And we really begin to plan financially and psychologically, and practically for aging in place. And I know, Ron, you had that experience in your own life, and I think people will be inspired to hear about it and understand it, and I'll give you a little bit of a different experience in my life and what we've learned to do about it.
Well, yeah, Adrian, I mean, if I look at my own mom and dad, who have passed on now, but if I look at my parents at age 70... look back to remember them at age 70, you know, they were the picture of health, meaning my dad took a cholesterol pill, that was it. You know, my mom took a thyroid pill. That was it. No other medications, normal height and weight. You know, they thought they might live into their 90s. But what happened was circumstances intervened. My dad died of a massive stroke, and it wasn't the type of stroke that disables somebody and sends them to a nursing home. It ended his life. But then you, of course, have other people who have strokes, and now they're disabled for a long-term period of time. And my mom ended up passing away due to Alzheimer's disease. And what was really challenging is my dad was her primary caregiver, and he passed away first. So these are real-life problems that people have, Adrian. And what's startling and what's making this so real to people today is half of all 60-year-olds still have a living parent. So what's happening is people will come in and they'll say, look, I'm going through this reality right now with my mom, and I don't want to be blindsided by it 20 years from now if it comes into my own life. So this is where we're bringing people up to speed on all of the different options or the many options they have for dealing with this whole issue of, well, what if a catastrophic illness strikes down the road? How do I pay for the care that I might need without impoverishing or bankrupting my surviving spouse or taking away the legacy that I planned on leaving for my kids and grandkids? So this is a big part of planning we do for people who are concerned about these issues.
Yes, yeah, so don't hold this against us. Ron is a lawyer, I'm a lawyer, but my background was elder law. And we actually founded the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. So we're very involved with what you can do, what your entitlements are. And I can tell you for a fact that they are getting less and less, and you're on your own more and more. Plus, we study how people thrive as they age. And the fact is that if you can have friends, transportation, age in place, retool your home so that you can live there and not have to go into a facility, not only will you live longer, that's minor. We're getting people with Alzheimer's living for 20 years now. It's the quality of your life. And yes, I have to say, and I'm going to say it loud, people fault me. You can buy quality of life if you have the money for it. It's not only your own health. It's also how you support the things you love in the world, and that costs money. So if you have any interest in this at all, please call 800-467-8152. This is something that we can point you in the right direction within 15 minutes. 800-467-8152. We cover some of it in the book, RonaldGeelockAndAssociates.com, a lot of it in the webinars. But we also have separate estate planning live events with a practicing attorney, all complimentary. So you're going to want to get on that seminar live event list. Same phone number, 800-467-8152. And a great double punch is to talk to us for about 15 minutes on the phone, come to the next live event that takes place, and then come into the office. And when you do that, it's a whole progression of education, because you'll actually receive a hard copy of the book at a seminar when you make your appointment to come see us face-to-face, and you're on the road. No inertia, no recriminations in 2017. So let's get back, Ron. When it comes to the systems that we're talking about, people are worried about long-term care costs. It's not only long-term care insurance, which is also available, but there are other ways to at least know that you've got a nest egg that can be tapped into if you have a long-term care cost need and you want to age in place and it's not covered by Medicare or any other kind of insurance. And I know you work with different products and systems that help with that, just in case.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the whole idea here is to look at this whole topic of, well, what's the best strategy for me? Because not everybody can afford to spend thousands and thousands of dollars per year in long-term care insurance premiums. And I'm not saying that traditional long-term care insurance is bad. I'm just saying that not everybody can afford it. Or, Adrian, watch this. Some people have pre-existing medical conditions, and as a result, are uninsurable for purposes of obtaining traditional long-term care insurance. What's amazing is we have a way, and I'm not going to give away, you know, everything here on the radio. I want people to actually pick up the phone and call us and talk with one of the advisors on our team. But we have a way of actually getting long-term care benefits. Now, granted, there's a 24-month waiting period, but we have a way of getting those benefits for people who are otherwise uninsurable. And that's just one little strategy.
You know, for some reason, and I don't know whether there's better diagnosis, but one of the issues that people are coming up with more and more is that they have MS. And we've been working with a number of people who are working, robust, even younger, that have that issue in their life. And as Ron says, they cannot get insurance. And it's almost, and the reason they can't is that it's almost inevitable that in many decades to come, they're going to need some long-term care at home. And they're out of the box. And this can be helped. So, of course, if you're robust and you don't need it, that's always the best time to get it, right? But if there is an issue in your life or the issue in your spouse's life, then this is a phone call you have to make. This is not even optional. And that is 800-467-8152. 800-467-8152. In a very short period of time, we can point you in the right direction. We hope that you will come in. We have worked it out so that not only at our main headquarters in Parsippany or sub-offices in Florida, but also in the listening area of WTCT Radio, wherever you're listening now, we will be able to meet you. We need a little preparation and time to know what your schedule is, but make that call. Thanks, Ron. It's been a great show.
Oh, thank you, Adrian.
And get out there, kids, and make it happen. Okay, we did it.
All right, so I guess we'll pick up the conversation about 10:15.
What time is it now?
It's about 9:42 or so.
How about 10? I'm just going to
Yeah, that's okay. Why don't you call when you're sort of settled into the car and on your way?
Right. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to call you yourself.
Yeah, that way you kind of bypass the whole receptionist thing. So
okay,
that'd be fine.
I'll call you yourself. I'm going to call at 10 o'clock because I want to have the time together, okay?
Sounds
Very
good.
Good.
Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.